I'm the Duke of New York.
I'm Rebel Evan.
And this is R&R number 6, right?
Yeah, correct.
All right, it's the podcast where we only have two male, so
yeah.
I mean,
I'll read one. I read the important one.
That's what
you get to read, the one that has literally nothing to do with anything.
Piece of male.
So we'll just jump right into it and then start rambling after this.
All
right.
So, yeah.
This is from Toppy Talk, and. First off, I love your show. I love your show so much.
Oh, thanks, RoboWeven. I didn't know you felt that way about my show.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, wait.
So much. I am inspired to start a podcast with some friends of mine. We got a blog, Feedburner account, logo, and threw around tons of ideas for the show. It's going to be kind of like this. I'm saying this as PBK R&R. Anyways, to the point. Do you have any tips for starting a podcast, any equipment, programs for editing? Anything will help. Thanks a million. By the way, this podcast is going to be called Choppy Talk. First off, you have a better name than PBK Gas. This is an awful name.
Or R&R. We're on R&R. This is Mailroom Robo, Evan. Don't get confused.
I don't care. What I'm saying is our names are horrible. Like, we were the least creative people ever.
I disagree. Well, maybe. Maybe that is pretty uncreative.
A PBJ cast? It's a Counter-Strike clan that you put cast at the end of.
Yeah. It's
the colorful crew cast. The colorful cast.
It's very colorful.
Alright, well, we'll just get to his ideas. What did you want? So, any tips for starting a podcast? Any equipment? We don't really have, like, you know, awesome pop screen mics or anything, obviously.
Donate, and we might.
But the thing is, you're probably, I mean, the best thing that you're going to want is a desk mic. That's what I have, you know, probably a good one. That way you can not have, like, the mic in your face or whatever at a weird angle. You can sit in front of it. You can get good into it.
All right, and here's something that a lot of people are like, how's my mic sound? And that annoys me because a lot of people do that to me a lot. And and here's my thing for anyone ever. At any point in time, trying to use a microphone. First of all, to adjust your settings, this is Windows, and this is a bit of a tutorial, right-click on your little, like, Robo, what would you call that? Like, little speaker icon?
A little speaker icon with the sound waves coming out of it. That when you hover over it, it says speakers.
Yeah, and, you know, it's how you change your volume on your computer from quieter to louder. Anyways, click on that. Click on recording devices. Right-click on that. Go to recording devices. And I've noticed that some computers are really weird. Like, I'm on a laptop, so I have a built-in microphone. And so sometimes my computer, like, freaks out and isn't sure which microphone to use, the one I, you know, is good and the built-in one. So what I recommend to everyone who does anything with audio, talking, using a microphone, first of all, don't use a built-in microphone.
Second of all,
if you have to use your built-in microphone, for the love of God, don't type. Because we can hear that probably louder than we could hear you.
Wait, alright, I'm just going to start typing words. And I want to see if you can hear this, because I'm using a desk mic.
Yeah, we can hear that.
Yeah, see?
But that's not as bad as a built-in microphone into a laptop.
I know.
It's much louder.
But that's the point. So we can hear mine. But this is, like, I mean, mine's not even, like, connected to the keyboard or anything. That desk mic, I mean, the built-in mic, is going to freaking echo inside your computer. And, like, you're basically... It's, like, basically hitting your mic in the face.
Yeah, so don't
do that.
That's
all you're doing.
Second of all, allegedly, you know, you have another microphone. What you should do, because as I was saying, sometimes computers get confused which microphone to use, is literally I disable all of my other microphones besides the one I want to use, which in this case is just one. But I just straight up, you know, tell my computer to never use it in any circumstance. It's disabled completely.
Another good thing is to use, like, a laser. Do, like, laser surgery on your computer, like a James Bond kind of laser, like a precision laser. Go inside your computer and extract the built-in microphone. That's another option.
And you could, like, attach that to your cat or something, and you could, I don't know.
Have, like, a recon cat.
Yeah, maybe. If you have a James Bond-type laser, I don't know why you couldn't do that as well.
Okay,
Second of all,
continue.
this is also assuming you have Windows 7, because I'm assuming it's similar in Windows 8, but I haven't messed with that. What you want to do is you want to, while you're in your little recording devices things, right click on your microphone you're using, not the disabled ones. Go to properties, and there's and you can go to listen, what's called, but if this is Windows 7, search the tabs. It's probably in there somewhere. But you can actually basically turn on loopback so you can hear yourself talk. And
Another good
so
thing, Skype. I'm assuming you have Skype. That has the call testing service.
yeah.
Steam, like Steam, like the client, the game thing, has a built-in test microphone thing. Oh, another recommendation: don't use Skype.
Oh,
Assuming you're not,
I was going to get to that later.
okay. Are you done with your little spiel about
Almost
disabling things?
done.
Okay, all right.
All right, I'm going to mess around with this, actually, to just demonstrate to you. First of all, there's two things. There's your microphone volume, and then there's your microphone boost.
I thought it was gain.
Which,
Oh God.
yeah.
Oh God. Oh God.
That's microphone volume. This
Don't
is
do that.
I can't hear it because I didn't turn on loopback.
This is awful. Like right when you did, I could already hear background noise. Like I could tell it like popped, and then I could hear everything happening in your entire town.
And that's why you want to loop back, because you don't want people hearing everything going around. You want to make sure the volume is loud enough so that people can hear you, but not everything going around you. If you have a good enough microphone with a pop screen, this shouldn't be as big a problem. But me and RoboWeapon don't have that, so we need to mess with this a bit. And then there's that's just the volume, and then there's microphone boost, which basically what that does is it boosts the audio, but it does it in such a way that it actually is, boosts the range of the microphone. And I have it on full boost just to get the maximum sound.
Okay.
So those are the two things you want to mess around with.
Another thing, and this is totally legitimate, I haven't tried it, but I know they do it in radio for saving money. A Nerf ball. You can like cut open a Nerf ball and put it on your mic, and it acts like a pop filter. Haven't tried it. You might want to test it with your friends. But that could work as a pop screen or pop filter,
Yes, yeah.
whatever you want to call it.
That's my first advice.
Next thing. Don't use Skype ever.
Oh yeah,
We use
definitely.
Skype is a good thing to talk to your friends with, but it's
Because you don't care about audio quality and it's fast.
usually it doesn't have the. It has fairly good audio quality. There's a few podcasts use Skype and it's pretty good. But if you're looking for the maximum effectiveness of your audio quality, we use Google Hangout, and it has good audio because Skype does a lot of things and. Google Hangout does a lot of things, but it's mainly focused on the talking.
Yeah, here's
And
the main difference to explain it simply. What Skype does is Skype uses one of your computers as the host. What Google Hangout does is it uses a dedicated Google server, which obviously was built specifically to handle voice and everything. While Skype can make you sound bad depending, like if I have a lag spike, basically, I'm going to sound a little bit weird, but it'll return to normal. Because we're doing Google Hangout. If I was hosting the call and I had a lag spike, everyone would hear bad audio,
yeah.
is what would happen. And so that's why we do this. And I'm not saying that necessarily Google Hangout is the best thing. However, it's free, available to use. Basically, in general, what you want to use is you want to use something that uses a dedicated server. You could theoretically do this through Vent, but I'm not paying for a Vent server.
This is
So,
also assuming that you're not going to be having frequent guests on the podcast. Like
yeah.
we used to. Because, I mean, if you're having a show where you're having a guest every week that's not like a friend or anything, it's going to be very complicated to go, okay, here's the Hangout and stuff. It's easy to just go, all right, I'm going to call you on Skype. So this is
Yeah.
assuming that you're not going to use Skype for something. This is also
Yeah,
assuming
but
that you're not going to be in the same room with the people you're podcasting with.
yeah. And Skype, I mean, also, this is, yeah, we are saying this as if you're not in the same person room you're as the person recording with, which ideally would be better, because then we wouldn't have to deal with any internet problems at all. Then you'd only
Yeah,
have to
we
worry
would
about
just.
your mic sounding terrible.
Yeah. And if it was really a problem, we could talk into the same microphone.
Yeah. If you had a good microphone, though. If you had, like, a really good one, though.
Yeah.
Also, I'd like to point out, I've noticed this. This probably sounds a bit boring if you don't know about podcast stuff, but, you know,
Oh,
here's
God, or I'm going to sleep.
podcast. Oh, my RoboEvan, I'll keep.
Okay.
Well, you see, the maximum bit rate you want for recording your audio is ideally 125 kilobits a second. And the. Oh god, I'm back. What was that? That
Oh,
was.
no, oh my God.
Well, basically, long
Oh,
story short, when you're recording, and if something asks how many kilobits per second you want, basically what that's saying is how much data it stores in a second. And obviously, the more data it stores in a second, the higher quality the audio would be. However, here's something interesting. You probably don't have. This is assuming you don't have extremely fancy microphones.
yes.
So really, I mean, there's a point at which you're just bloating up the audio file, because, like I said, this is kilobits a second, which is just file size. And so you're just bloating up the audio size if you're not getting good quality out of it. So what you need to figure out is the quality your equipment records in, and then just try to find the closest, you know, bit ratio to that, which, I mean, you could just use the highest quality you can if you don't understand it, but I mean, if you don't understand it, just go for something middle range.
Holy shit, I get zoned out because that was so boring. I'm
I
not
know,
even
right?
kidding.
I know.
I just realized that you were talking a second ago.
I know, it's pretty bad. This is pretty bad. My recorder that I'm using isn't very fancy, so I'm just recording at the highest quality because I'm assuming that's not very high quality anyways. That's what I'm doing. Duke of New York
Okay.
style. It'll work itself out.
Yeah, that's how Duke deals with everything. Another thing here is with any equipment. We recommend, PPK Industries recommends that you
Give us 50 bucks.
use hardware rather than software.
Yes, that as well. I also
And
want 50 bucks.
another thing, all right, and here's a real tip that
I
here's
want
like
it in
one
ones. I want to go to a strip club.
that here's another tip that doesn't really cost any money, it just costs time. The thing is, even if you don't have extremely good audio quality, the thing that keeps people coming back to podcasts is consistency, which is because if you're doing it and you have a fairly good podcast and you're doing it consistently, people are going to want to come. The reason people are going to subscribe to you is because you're doing stuff and they don't want to miss it. They're not going to subscribe to you because you're doing one thing a year. You know, they'll look hard
Unless
at that time a year.
you're really good.
But I mean, the thing is,
But you're
people
not. Let's be
subscribe.
honest here. I mean, Dilbert has a newsletter that's 3 times a year. I subscribe to that because Dilbert is an awesome comic. However, most people in the entire world could not get away with that. If Barack Obama had a newsletter and it was only once a year, I would not subscribe to it. It is not Dilbert. I want to subscribe to Dilbert.
The thing, like I'm saying, is though, you could have a fairly good audio. You could have fairly good audio quality in a pretty decent podcast, but as long as you're releasing at least once a week or twice a week or at least, you know, 2 times or like every 2 weeks, whatever your schedule is for recording, and you try your best to meet that, then that's when because we do a horrible job at that. We try, but we're just in weird situations most of the time. So recording is weird for us. We're just
Yeah.
weird people. We live in sewers,
Yeah.
and we try to record on the weekends, but that's when the main flush of poop comes in and the Daleks. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. But
There's also pig people.
basically the best way to summarize it is there's several different factors of your podcast. There's consistency, which
Quality.
quality and then quality. There's two kinds of qualities. There's audio quality and then there's quality of content.
Yeah.
I feel like PBJ Cast is just average on all of those.
Yeah,
I feel
we
like
try our best.
we're just such an average podcast. Someone might listen to this and they'll be like, "Eh, it could be worse," and they're right, it could be.
Another thing is, though, you want to make sure that you're not dealing with people who are ridiculously boring or have problems with
Or
doing
talk about
things.
audio quality on a podcast.
Yeah,
For
like
the
Duke.
love of God, don't talk about audio quality on a
Another
podcast.
thing is, you have to try and stay as professional as possible. Like, you said you're doing
Screw you,
anything
Robo
short of
Evan. I'm gonna
like
go get some ice cream.
you said you're doing anything short of like R&R. So I mean, you don't have to be very professional. It's just, you know, a talking thing. But you want to make sure that you're not gonna go off too far. Like if you have some kind of, like, if you're gonna talk about whatever comes up, then go ahead, do whatever you want. But if you're gonna have some form of topic for the day, you're gonna talk about something, try and stay as close to that topic as possible, and then go off on a different direction once you're done with that.
Yeah.
Because if you're talking about something for a second and then go on talking about biscuits like we did earlier, it's gonna be ridiculous.
It is gonna be ridiculous. And we're talking about Countercast. Listen to
Countercast.
Countercast.
PBJCountercast.blogspot.com.
Also, plug yourself. Like, I plug
All the
myself all
time.
the time.
I mean,
But
it's
you're only doing
shameless.
one podcast, so it's hard to plug yourself. Listen to the podcast that you're already listening to.
Another thing you should probably do is either not usually friends, because friends are usually like, oh god, the Friends podcast is probably going to do it in their basement, like a band or something. Try and find some people so you can test your podcast on and see if they're interested. And if they're not, then, I don't know, try a different idea. Don't do it. I don't know. Because you don't want to either put money into it or a lot of time, and then it be a terrible waste.
Or you could do what we're kind of doing and make a terrible podcast, try to make it better as time goes
Slowly
on,
upgrade it.
and basically use that as PBJCast is more or less our test dummy.
It is.
And so, I mean, you have to be bad at recording before you can be good. So you're going to do something awful, and I've learned from so many mistakes. The best thing you could do is learn from my mistakes, which is to start a podcast with RoboEvan. For the love of God, don't start a podcast with RoboEvan. Or the Duke of New York, dear God.
I was watching videos
for like 3 hours before we started to record this.
It was horrible.
Awful.
It was absolutely awful.
This is terrible.
But basically, another thing is...
Oh, wait, before I forget, you can thank while I talk. Also, another way to stay professional is just don't be interrupted. Ever.
Yeah.
If you're interrupted, then you scrap that, or you don't scrap it. You could put it in a backlog and release it for April Fool's Day.
The thing is, what you're another thing you want to do is that you want to, I know I just interrupted you, this is horrible, but...
Don't interrupt people.
I know. You want to try and not interrupt as much as possible, because if you, because say you interrupt someone, it could ruin a joke, it could ruin a point, so I might figure out what they're trying to say, even though I just did that a second ago. We're bad at that. We like to talk a lot.
Just listen to the PBJ cast and get out a list of everything we do wrong, and then don't do that.
Just do the opposite of whatever we do. I mean, obviously we have some subscribers, so take the good parts of PBJ and do that, but just forget everything else.
We have a number of subscribers. I don't even know how many subscribers we have.
Last time I checked, we had about 70. So, I mean, that's fairly decent.
Where are you getting these... Yeah, 70, right, RoboEvan?
The feed burner, or whatever it is that you showed me. We have like 60-something people.
Oh, also, fun fact. Feed burner? You said you have it? I'm getting mixed vibes from feed burner. Because we've had a couple of incidents where old podcasts have got knocked off iTunes and stuff. And if you actually read what feed burner says, this is going to sound boring, but, pretty much, first of all, what the listeners, not you obviously know this about podcasts, RoboEvan, and whoever sent this in. I only know their podcast name, not their name.
Yeah, I don't either.
Anyways, iTunes doesn't actually host or do anything. They are basically just a link to the podcast. So what FeedBurner does is FeedBurner is the webpage basically that iTunes links to. And if you read what FeedBurner says and their, like, description of it, and they're like, you know, legal stuff and whatnot, it says that it's not actually meant to be used to store information. What it does is it's meant to update information. So it has, you know, a small file size, and basically once that file size gets too big, it kicks the last thing off of it and just adds something else on it. So... Right now, I'm trying to figure out how to solve this problem effectively, where basically old PBJ cast stuff is getting kicked off of iTunes because FeedBurner's kicking it off, and so now I need to figure out the good way to do it. Basically, if you have a podcast less than 30 episodes, you should be fine, but once you start getting above 30, the old stuff's just going to start disappearing.
I feel like there are people that we know that we can talk to this about.
I know what I need to do, but I need to learn a coding language to do it. So I don't want to.
I feel like there are people that we know that know a coding language. Wink, wink. I don't know who I'm winking about at this point. Jake,
yeah.
Do you know a coding language?
Are you winking at yourself?
I am winking. Oh, God, I have a twitch. It's horrible. All
right. Well, first of all, don't, for the love of God, talk about
Twitches.
Making podcasts on podcasts.
Well, this is R&R. We answer the questions of our listeners.
Don't do this, though. We're going to do it, but that doesn't mean you should. Don't do this at home, kids. So
yeah.
That's... Also, I think we mentioned to try to record through hardware, not software.
Not software.
Because there's this thing, there's a software, this is important for everyone to know. There's a software called MP3 Skype Recorder.
Oh, God.
And that is...
awful. It's the worst thing ever.
It's not bad. You're using it and you're like, oh my God, what are the PBJ cast people talking about? This is good. But it's not... What it does is it sneaks up on you, and then it just stops working.
Randomly.
And then if you uninstall it and reinstall it, it will continue to never work.
See, now if you remember in PBJ Cast history, if you were around then, I don't know who this is, there was a large gap, maybe a month, in between some PBJ casts. That's because our recording software, Skype Recorder, MP3 Skype Recorder, decided to stop working.
Uninstalled it, reinstalled it, all kinds of things, it would not work.
We had to buy hardware and do it properly.
Software.
In the freeway, is it the good thing to do?
Yes. Also donate so I can pay off the debt to the mob that I took a loan to buy that.
And the government.
Yeah. They need money too. Wait, we're talking about the same person when I referred to the mob, but I was still talking about the government. It's a political joke. I compared someone to the government. You know that goat over there? It's like the government. It's a political joke because goats make goat milk, and the government
and they shit
makes
all the
goat
place,
milk.
And they're no good, and they eat my grass, and I'm like, you fucking goat.
All right, this is R&R, so I can say this. I went to France for like a month because an international traveler and not an American saboteur. I'm just a saboteur. I'm not even aligned with anyone. I just kind of want to sabotage things.
Are you the saboteur from the game, the saboteur? Well, no, you're not Irish, so...
No,
I'm the saboteur.
I think the saboteur probably had some sort of goal. I just like to sabotage things. Anyways, I was in France, and I was laying low and waiting for the heat to die down. And I was running this house, and what the person there had is they had a goat, and what they did is they didn't mow their lawn. They just had the goat, like a pole the goat was attached to, and they just moved it around the lawn.
Ha!
Like, each day they just...
very uneven.
Not really, because they moved it each day and the goat just ate it, basically, really close down.
Hmm.
And it worked well. I mean, I was in the French countryside, so it's not like someone's going to come by with a ruler and be like, your grass is uneven or anything. But, you know, it's an effective way. You know, you have a goat. You're feeding the goat. If you liked goat milk or cheese, you could do that, too. But it was a pretty effective way to keep the lawn under control, and I liked it. I was like, that's a good idea. Lawn mowing service, except for, you know, you pay them, but they don't come over and mow the lawn. They come over and they bring a goat, and they just keep track of the goat. That would be great. It'd probably be cheaper than all of the gasoline a lawnmower takes, unless it's a push mower. Maybe attach a push mower to a goat. That's another solution. Anyways, go on, Rope 11.
Another thing I wanted to say was that there are hundreds of these talk about what you want, read emails kind of things that go on. And so I recommend, if you are going to do this, do it like we do and have another podcast that actually does something. And also, have a topic for your podcast. Like, the problem with PBJ is that it changes. So we're not going to get a static audience that likes a certain thing because it changes so much. The only genre that we have is gaming. And that's it. So if you find a game or something, or any kind of thing that you're going to podcast about. It could be, you know, cooking, mowing the lawn with a goat, anything. Find an audience who likes
mowing
that.
Goats on riding lawnmowers.
Yes. and could work on that. I mean, this could, you know, I don't know how your podcast is going to be. I don't know. You haven't done it yet, obviously. But there's things that are very common, and you want to find something, like, some of the most successful podcasts are the ones that have a certain topic. So just find a topic that you're good with, and go on that. I still recommend you do whatever you had on plan, but maybe migrate or do a different one later on, depending on how your audience reacts, or if you even get an audience.
Yeah, I don't think we have an audience. We have some Australians. I don't count them as people. So
they're kangaroos.
Yes.
I wonder how we still have an Australian audience. Yeah. 'Cause all we do is make fun of them.
I don't think it's how do we still have an Australian audience. It's how do we have Ubermedic, and I'm really hoping this person's Australian, because if they're not, I'm just going to look like an idiot, Dilrex. Is Dilrex even still listening?
I don't know what he does anymore.
Hey, Dilrex, email us, pbjcast@gmail.com. There we go. If you listen, email us. We need to keep track of people that listen.
Exactly.
And we need more mail to do this thing.
Also, send us an email saying, okay, how about this? Just to get a tally of the listeners, I'm also 4 years old, the tally of the listeners, I want everyone to send in an email saying,
goat or lawnmower? Pick one.
Goat or lawnmower. All right, send in an email either saying goat or lawnmower, and we will pick one at random. We'll pick an email at random, and you will win a copy of, what's that game, Foreign Legion?
A bad game.
You will win Foreign Legion.
Prize. Foreign Legion.
Multi-Massacre.
Yes.
You'll win
that. Yes, you will, because
I have like 13 copies of it. I
need someone to play that with, because Rogue Women decides it's a bad game. I'm not saying it's not a bad game. I'm saying I want to play it. There's a difference.
All right. Well, no, you'll want a copy of that. Just make sure that everyone emails in saying, you know, goat or lawnmower. Just because I want to, this isn't really a contest. It's more, it gives people a reason to email in. And I want to know how many listeners we have.
Also, if you will get bonus points if you write in about why you picked goat or lawnmower.
Yes. I don't know how you're going to get bonus points, but sure.
You'll get like 5 PBJ fun bucks or something. I don't know.
Sure.
You'll get the currency that it doesn't actually mean anything.
Okay, so I think is there anything else you want to add to that, too?
It's going to be like R&R. Get off our turret territory. We're going to beat you up.
Yeah, we're going to attack you.
Yeah, basically, I feel like most of the stuff we do, we've just picked up on. What I'd recommend you do is you do a practice podcast, but never tell anyone about it, and just sort of let it sit in the darkness and practice on that. Because what I am, in retrospect, doing is I like the PBJ cast enough that I'm not going to, you know, start a new one. But you should start a podcast, don't tell anyone about it, and basically do your test there on setting everything up, making sure everything works properly, and then just discontinue that after some time and start Toppy Talk.
Or just do Toppy Talk, but don't tell anyone about it, and then slowly just get better and see if your audience grows or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you're using Feed Boner. Gotta feed the beast, RoboEvan.
All right. No, you're going to email either goat, lawnmower, or feed the boner.
and list why whichever one you picked is superior than the other two.
Yes. God.
But I'd like to say is because you're using feed burner.
Oh, God. Oh God.
Are you okay? Are you on the floor? Do we need to get a medic?
I almost pissed my pants. All right, I think I'm good.
Okay. All right. First of all, Boner jokes are always in fashion. That's something you should know. But because you're using feed burner, you wouldn't have to worry about old episodes being bad because they will eventually disappear. Basically, long story short.
Can you hear my chair squeaking as I raffle in it?
I thought that was just you laughing and being squeaky.
No. Oh, God. All right, we have an email here. It's, "Hi, guys, Urban Medicare. Here's a pic for me petting a cat, not sent from my iPod. Though the person here has long fingernails and nail polish on. So either Uber Medic is not telling us something, like to dress like a woman, or this isn't him. I'm going to go with the second one.
I'm fine with any of them, honestly. Those are all realities I would gladly accept. In fact, I think they should all be true. They're all right.
Or he sounds like a man and goes with that so he doesn't get any flack on the internet.
I'm a real boy. Eh?
He's not.
But he...
He's not a real boy.
He's Aladdin. There we go.
That's Pinocchio. Oh God, Disney, don't sue us.
I don't know. Also, I'm pretty sure it was also sent from his iPod. So I think he lied to us twice.
It was, I can tell, because I know he didn't take the time to actually spell iPod the way it's spelled. Like, lowercase I, uppercase P-O-D.
Yeah. So that's that. Anyways, I feel like we're going to talk about something. Your room?
My friend.
Your room?
Also, another thing. Oh.
Oh, what?
I have another thing to mention to the Toppy Talk people.
Okay.
Me and Duke, we live in small, enclosed environments that have furniture everywhere, so that absorbs most of the sound. But if you live in a large, or if you're recording in a large, open room...
No, let's be honest here. It's not that we live in an environment with lots of things around. It's our entire walls and floor are covered in dirty laundry, which coincidentally absorbed resonating sound waves very well.
Yes, exactly. So unless you have dirty laundry everywhere, or your room is tiny like mine, my room is like the size of a closet, also the doors are falling off, the thing you're going to want to do is either hang up, the cheap ghetto way to do this is hang very thick blankets around your recording area, like directly around you, so you're
like
in
a pillow
tent.
Fort. Recording
like
a pillow
a fort.
Fort.
Yes. Or get like, what is that, like recording or like reverb foam or whatever it is that you put all over the walls.
It's soundproof stuff, I think.
Soundproof. You can also get giant, big flat kind of tarp looking things you can put on the wall. I know those are available. You can buy it recording things.
I'm going to be honest with you. I've been in a soundproof recording room before. And the soundproof stuff literally looks just like egg cartons.
Yes, that. Get that.
So just cover your walls in egg cartons.
But basically you just want to, or just if you plan on recording in a large room, try and move to a smaller room. Or like I said, do it the old stupid way and just cover your, make a pillow fort.
Yeah, I like making a pillow fort. I'm recording this inside of a pillow fort right about now. Now I'm in a pillow fort.
Okay, the sound
got
horrifying.
Can you hear my pillow fort? I wasn't in a pillow fort. I just put a pillow on my face.
Oh, okay. Another thing you could do is hide under a desk and record and put like a blanket in front of the opening of the desk.
And, like, have a little stick, so if anyone tries, like, hey, what are you doing in there? I'd be like, get out!
So we're going to go back to, so my room is pretty tiny, and today I cleaned. I cleaned everything. I polished everything. I cleaned all my...
Which is why his audio is terrible, because everything's clean, so now you can get all the echoing and reverb. Never clean your room if you're recording.
Never. If you're a podcaster, you wake up, throw your pants on the ground. Actually, I don't sleep in my clothes, so my pants are already on the ground. And,
Or grow a beard. I have a beard. I think that's helping.
Being a podcaster is a horrible thing to be. No one should ever be a podcaster. This is literally the worst thing anyone could ever do.
Yeah, basically,
to talk into a mic for a living, and we don't even get paid for it. It's horrible.
People point and laugh at us. But it's not like they're la- it's they're not first of all they're not laughing with us. Second of all, they're not even laughing at us, because laughing at us would have to involve them accepting us as human beings. It's something worse than laughing at us. They're laughing at our core.
They're just pointing at us.
They're laughing at us the same way they'd laugh at poop.
Yeah.
Which isn't at all, no one's laughing, no one even listens.
Dude, that was depressing.
Yeah. Donate so I can get some antidepressants.
Donate so Duke can buy dope. Duke buy dope. Say that 13 times fast.
Duke buy dope. Duke buy dope. Dope.
Donate dope.
Dope.
Donate.
Feed boner.
Donate so Duke buy can buy dope. Say that like a million times fast. Duke,
why would I dope. Even say? Why would I say anything a million times?
Okay, so basically the point was I cleaned everything, and there was, basically my setup is I use a laptop as a computer, and it's plugged into a pretty large monitor, so I can feel like a real boy and I have a computer, and, but also it was on my computer for the longest time. My laptop was always on top of a printer, which I never used.
Yeah.
And,
I was actually going to say, like, what the hell do you use your printer for?
The thing is, I would usually use it for reports or something like that, like school reports and stuff, but I don't have the drivers for it. Everyone in my house is so technologically de-evolved. Everyone in my house...
Are we not men?
We are my family.
All right. Okay. Google Devo, and that should solve that riddle. All right, keep going, Robot.
And, basically, they have no idea what a telephone is. I mean, they do. They just don't know how to work it.
It scares them.
It does scare them.
Sacrifice to the dark god.
And I guess the main... And also, the thing is, though, they don't know how computers work. I mean, like, my mom, she thinks... I mean, she uses the computer a lot, but to play, like, Bejeweled on Facebook and stuff.
Oh, God, that's like a new low. There's playing Bejeweled... And then there's playing Bejeweled on Facebook. That's like, yeah. There's a difference between heroin and black tar heroin. Black tar heroin is so bad, they're not even going to make it sound nice. It's literally putting tar in your veins. That's what Facebook Bejeweled is.
I got some tar toast here.
Oh, God.
But, so basically, they're convinced that I'm just, like, wrong, and that it doesn't need drivers, and that it will work if I just keep trying. And I'm like, you don't even know what drivers are. Okay, the point was, though, about my mom's computer is that it is just filled with viruses, and she got angry that I removed some of them because it had a spell check on one of them. I'm like, you're angry because your computer is so slow. I get rid of the thing making it slow, and you get mad at me. I don't understand your logic.
She probably just accidentally turned off spell check herself. I'm confused.
No, like,
I'm going to blame it on
like,
my son.
It was like, because I removed a bunch of stuff. It was one of those toolbars that have spell check on it, whatnot.
Oh,
I mean,
God. You mean the toolbars that literally... Basically, all right, here's... Never use a toolbar that doesn't come with a browser. Because
yeah,
a lot of them have actually been sued because they just steal information.
You know, that's all they do. Toolbars are never good. I don't know why anyone uses them.
No, never use it. If you are like, this is, I'm imagining this like an Alien versus Predator movie. Like, if you see this, then there might be like an alien around, but not like the friendly alien, but like the one that has like two mouths and like spits acid and stuff.
Not ET, but the one that will shove its spike through your chest, or the one that will jump on your face and then plant babies in your chest cavity and then explode through your stomach. It's horrible.
Yeah. So basically, I'm like, well, if you hear this sound, then there might be an alien nearby. And except for I'm actually saying, you know, get rid of toolbars because they'll do this. And then, you know, if you look at your computer and you, like, hear this, like, clicking in the distance, you're like, oh, God, it's here. It was here the whole time. How did I not know? But, yeah, get rid of toolbars. And don't use Internet Explorer 6. Specifically 6.
I feel like this is something out of Doctor Who, like some Prisoner Zero shit. Oh, God, it's been living with me this whole time.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Oh,
wow. Get down.
Oh. All right.
I love having props. I'm like Carrot Top.
You're a carrot? Right. I'm so confused.
I am. It doesn't matter. I'm making terrible jokes to terrible comedians. So what was the thing? Oh yeah, that's basically it. My room is cleaned. It's awful now.
And it
I don't
smells
know
like
where
rotten
anything
fruit,
is.
doesn't
It
it?
does no. It
Yes.
doesn't smell like rotten fruit anymore because the fruit where basically my air conditioner. Most of our listeners again are in Australia, so it's like winter there, isn't it? And basically it's summer here, and it's hot. Yeah, it's hot. That's the thing that happens.
In the summer.
Yeah, and basically, it's very hot, so I have an AC, you know, normal thing to have. I don't know why I'm rambling so much about this AC. And it's a crappy old AC, and when it starts to freeze up, it starts to just drip water. So, like, dirty, rotten water that's been sitting there for forever, and it's filled with, like, dirt and stuff, and starts to stink up my room. Because it's gripping it inside my house, because instead of it being a smart AC and getting rid of it on the outside, it all drips forward and falls through.
I'm actually either convinced, A, your AC is somehow leaking battery acid, or something terrible like that, or B, your AC is installed backwards. You know, like, it doesn't even work. It just makes outside colder. Just keep going.
But basically, also, oh yeah, so the other day, when because it happened again, it started leaking again, so my room smells even worse than the day before. But I sprayed Febreze, like this orange, you're going to hear me back away for a second. I'm going to get the actual name of this thing. It's Hawaiian Aloha, yeah, that's exactly what it's called. And I sprayed it there, and it smells like flowery and fruity, and... Basically, it was a mix between rotten dirt water in a carpet and fruit, so it smelled like a rotten orange decaying in my room. And then it wore off. Now it just smells like I sleep in a bag of dead fish. And it's awful. It is absolutely awful.
Donate to the BBJ cast. Rope Weapon lives in a third world house.
It's so good.
He only has dirty water. But, you know, only from that one spot.
I am in Boston. Love that dirty water. Boston near my home. That's a song. Actually, I was talking earlier. People put fluoride in the water in Boston. We have some of the cleanest water, and it cleans your teeth.
Fun fact, fluoride doesn't clean your teeth. It's industrial waste that companies sell to cities to get rid of.
Really?
Yeah.
So why does the dentist put it in my teeth?
All right, I should rephrase that. Here's what happens. You go to the dentist, they put fluoride in your teeth, you don't eat for an hour. Want to know why? Fluoride is toxic as hell. It kills bacteria along with a hell of a lot of other things. So yes, they put fluoride in your teeth.
They should mention that, because I'm like, fuck this, I'm hungry, I'm going to get like a sandwich.
No, they mention that when they put fluoride.
No,
in high concentrations on your teeth, anyways.
They say don't eat for an hour, I understand. They don't tell me that if I eat, it's going to burn all my insides like I'm some sort of demon, and they're filling
Why
me with holy water.
Do you think they're just, hey, RoboWeapon, bet you can't eat for an hour, fatty? No, they're actually telling you not to eat for an hour because you shouldn't eat.
The thing is, though, people don't listen to doctors, and if you realize this, if you haven't realized this already, then you're stupid. I don't care. I'm like, okay. I'll wait. But the thing is, though, I wouldn't eat for like an hour and a half if I realized that it was toxic crap they're putting in my mouth.
It's not toxic crap. It's toxic stuff that's good for your teeth. Well, it's
also,
not good for your teeth. It just won't kill your teeth.
I was convinced. I think I mentioned this on the podcast, or I mentioned this before, that the x-ray thing sounds exactly like a Dalek's gun from Doctor Who, because it's an x-ray. And I was very concerned about that, thinking there was a Dalek sneaking up on me. Then I realized I should be more concerned about the radiation they're putting in my face from the x-ray.
Oh, it's fine. Did they put a lead tarp on you or whatever?
No.
All right, I should rephrase this. Did they, like,
I know what
put
you mean.
This jacket thing on you?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. Maybe they're not using very high-intensity x-rays.
Oh, no, they did. I was just seeing
no,
what
they
response
did.
To that.
I was holding up this piece of gold, and it caught on fire. I'm pretty sure it was high-intensity x-rays. Now, I'm not saying for sure that x-rays will cause gold to catch on fire, but I know for sure that maybe I'm thinking about microwaves. I'm not sure.
The thing is, how are these things legal? Okay, sit right there and let me put radiation in your face. Okay, I'm gonna put this in, I'm gonna go put this in the microwave. I'm gonna put radiation in your food.
Oh, because I mean, the sun is giving off UV radiation every second. We are constantly exposed to radiation. Unless you're like something really weird has to happen for you to get any serious damage from overexposure to X-rays. And by that, I mean from a doctor. Like, doctors okay. do a short burst, they retrieve the information they need, it goes in the computer and analyzes it.
I know of a situation where someone has been killed by X-rays.
You mean the person who discovered X-rays?
No.
You want to know why all of those ancient scientists, like, only lived 30 years?
Because they tested all their experiments on themselves.
Yeah,
instead of
they're like,
rats.
Mercury, this stuff tastes great. The guy who discovered X-rays basically had a machine bouncing X-rays out constantly, and he just sort of died of it. Because it was all of the time. We now know how much X-rays someone can be exposed to before they die, Robleven.
That's
so
good.
So, we make sure that doesn't happen. Yeah.
The thing is, though, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I don't like the doctors. Just, like, the thing is, though, no one questions a doctor. No one ever questions
doctor
a doctor.
Doctor who?
No one, people question the doctor all the time, but no one questions a doctor.
Oh.
And, I want to know why. Because they can do whatever, they can get away with anything they want. Because they're a doctor, and they think that we're all stupid. Like, I can understand that, you know, like, alright, a good example of people who think they're smarter than us,
Pretty sure doctors are smarter than you, but that's not the point. Keep going.
But no. Well, they think that they can just do stupid shit and think that they can outsmart us. This has nothing to do with doctors. But what was it? It was I was out in the living room with my family, and they're watching like Dateline or something, and it was Chris Hansen or no Chris Hansen. You know how Chris Hansen did the To Catch a Predator.
Yeah.
Well, later on he did To Catch a Handyman, and now they do this, but it's not Chris Hansen. So I kind of laughed myself, thinking he has no job and he's dying alone because he's in the park trying to catch pedophiles. And, but the thing is, so they do the thing To Catch a Handyman where it's basically To Catch a Predator, but they do something simple. Like this one, there was a fan AC unit, and all they did was snip a small wire, and they called a handyman to come fix it. And, you know, it's basically like he's like, oh, yeah, you're going to need to do this, and this. It's going to cost like $700. And then you know, the guy walks out, all douchey-like. Well, excuse me, sir. You know that that AC unit only has a snip wire. It didn't need a new carbonator, whatever the fuck you put in ACs. You all you need to do is disconnect this wire, and it works. Why are you going to charge her $700? And then, you know, it's that douchey shit. But see, people think that they're just smarter than us and can, or they're just douches. I don't leave the house for this reason. I went on a really long and ridiculous tangent for something that was stupid.
I agree. Long story short, X-rays control your brain. There's nothing else after that. That's just it.
Now, the thing that we should be concerned about with radiation is why...
More like radiation. Radical. Pizza. Tubular.
Are you Michelangelo?
Yes.
Okay. We're making Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle jokes.
God. Heroes in a half shell. Anyways, keep going.
Turtle power. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are awesome. I remember when I was a small babby, I used to watch...
I remember when you were a small babby, too.
That's disgusting. I'm going to call Chris Hansen.
Did you know they only needed $20 to fix this podcast? Wow, I didn't actually. Thanks for telling me. I actually wanted to know that.
They just needed to pay Robleven to leave.
Yeah.
But, oh god, what was I going to say? Oh yeah, I used to watch one. It was like a live-action Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles with, like, Shredder and all kinds of shit.
Oh god, that sounds so bad. I love it.
It was amazing. It was so awesome, because it wasn't horrible. I mean, it was crazy, because it was in, like, the 80s or 90s or whatnot, but it was freaking awesome. They were like, the turtles looked freaking cool. We're talking about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I don't care.
Heroes in a half shell.
Turtle power. God, or I used to play, because the Xbox Live Arcade used to be filled with arcade games. That's why it was called the Arcade, and now it's just filled with, like, small, like, digital download games. And I used to play the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1989 game, Arcade Edition, for hours. It was fucking so much fun. It was the shittiest game ever. But it was just, oh no, this building's on fire. Oh no, there's some girl. Oh no, there's Shredder. Da-na-na-na-na, and he's gone.
All
It
right.
was just, oh God. I think we're all tired and just horrible, and we're talking about stupid shit and then not responding in any way because it should be normal.
Yeah.
So let's talk about something that's not terrible. This podcast. Oh wait, wrong topic.
Yeah, no, definitely. Radiation, radiation.
Rad
Fallout, the
roaches.
next Fallout, Fallout Online.
Fall online.
It's
That's
not
how
gonna
I
be first
feel.
person and it's gonna be terrible. All right, let's keep going.
It, wait, oh, it's not gonna be. It's, I don't know. If it's gonna be an MMO, I don't know how I feel about it.
I don't
It's
know.
just, no.
I don't know for sure it's not gonna be first person,
It probably isn't.
but it probably isn't, and then I'm not gonna play it.
Thing is, though, I feel like what they should have done was someone made a really good Fallout 3 online mod where it basically turned Fallout 3 into an MMO, but without all the shitty parts of an MMO. So it's still first person, and you're not using abilities and whatnot, still live action. Well, not live action, but real time, where you're not pressing one and shooting magic missile for an hour. And basically, in that, they still put that in the game. It didn't slow down time, it just made it more accurate and whatnot. It was really cool, and they added dungeons and new items to the game, and you could trade with people. They took all the good aspects of an MMO and all like the cooperative stuff, put it into Fallout 3, and made it online. And it looked amazing. I don't own Fallout 3 for PC, but I would definitely get it if I did. And I feel like they should have just done that. Like, they're making Skyrim online. Thing is, though, there's no, like, news on Fallout Online, is there? They're making the Elder
No.
Scrolls online.
Yeah, that's definitely gonna take precedent.
I don't
Hopefully they'll
know.
do Elder Scrolls Online right, like you were describing it. And when they make Fallout Online, they'll just heavily modify it or something.
Thing is, though, I mean, they already have Skyrim Online because of mod, and that's fairly, that's good. But the thing is, though, I know they're going to make it an MMO, and there's going to be three factions so far. From what we know from, like, E3 or whatever it was before, there's three different factions. One of them I've heard of, it's the Almeri Dominion. And, it sounds awesome, though, because the main reason I bought Guild Wars 2 was because of the, what do you call it? There's a World v. World, which is there's three different worlds. Like, basically, three different servers go on one battlefield, and they can fight over kingdoms and keeps and stuff. And basically, that's the entire point of the Elder Scrolls Online. There's three different factions, and in the events of Oblivion, Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion, the Imperial City Cyrodiil, it was, like, completely destroyed. And what these three factions are trying to do is take over Cyrodiil, the Imperial City, and basically turn it to their own faction. And that sounds like an amazing idea. And of course, you get bonuses for controlling the city. There's going to be raids on it. And that just sounds awesome, because it sounds like it's going to be a lot more community-based and player-based
That
than completely,
I want that, except for first person and Fallout.
Yeah. You're
I want
all
to run
fighting
around
over
and like fight over
The
DC
White
or
House or
something.
something, yeah.
Yeah. Except for as we've covered, the White House is a nuke, so you'd have to fight over something else.
The Washington Monument.
Yes, there could be like snipers up in the top,
The
and like
reflecting pool. It would just be filled with blood.
yes, the bloody blood pool.
The
Bloodinate
reflecting
pool.
blood. I
Urine
don't know.
pool.
Urine pool. It would just be filled with blood and urine. Because it'd be
But
too easy.
yeah.
I mean, because as we know, when you die, you shit and piss. So, it would just be filled with urine, feces, blood, all sorts of human excretes. Cum, it would be horrible.
That doesn't happen when you die. That last one, Rogue Weapon, doesn't happen.
Did I mention that there's a new enemy? It's the Wraith Monsters.
God.
The Super Wraithers.
All right,
It's
so
the
what?
new Super Mutant.
Here's what it would be, like a heavily modified Washington Monument, where it has like four levels or something. Like there's a top level, you know, and it goes down. Right, here's my brain thinking. And then there's like fortifications around the bottom. Like there's
The
wide open
problem.
around it. And so I'm basically my brain is thinking of the bottom bunker of it is like a German World War II bunker where it's going to be shooting at people from a distance, but once people start getting in, it'll be more like shotguns are going to become more useful. So you have long range guys trying to suppress the bunker or trying to get shotgun guys in there. And then once those
See,
guys get in, they'll take out all of the defenses.
I feel like this would be a great idea, especially when it was on hardcore mode, because you would need, like, caravans to bring food and water to the troops on the front line to, like, trying to either defend or attack this thing.
Yeah, so you'd have like the defenders would have they're in Star Wars, they smugglers, yes.
The thing
They'd
is,
have
though,
smugglers try to get them stuff.
yeah, and I like that. And the thing is, though, the defenders would have the advantage of being able to defend, but they would have the disadvantage. You know, they have the advantage of wherever they're defending. I don't like the Washington Monument for one reason, only because maybe that's like their stronghold where they keep everything, and they have like the radio tower and whatnot. But only because it's so small, like you know, it's only vertical, not really horizontal or
I know
anything.
what you mean, but what I was thinking is,
It was like defenses around it, and that's like the main thing that they're
yeah, but
protecting.
I'm actually also stealing it from Red Orchestra 2.
Yeah, the
There's the
German.
grain silo map, where basically it's a giant like it's not quite a factory, but it's like where all the grain and stuff gets processed. And what happens
Oh.
is the points end up leading into the top of this building. And so the instant like the Germans control the bottom because they're attacking and the Russians are defending, the instant the Germans control the bottom floor,
Yeah.
the Russians start have a 5 minute timer before they all together lose reinforcements because you know obviously there's no way to get reinforcements up there because the
That's
bottom's
cool.
controlled.
Yeah.
And so what would happen is while that was going on, I would assume that the defenders would get like just not, you know, extremely far away spawn point, but one far enough from the battle that they'd have to try to come in and wipe out everyone from the bottom floor so they could start to spawn in their base again. So basically,
Yeah.
while the attackers are attacking towards the end of that battle, they're also starting to defend because theoretically, you know, you see what I'm
Yeah,
saying?
they need to hold their position. But the
And
thing that I like about this idea is that the defenders, they would have the advantage because they would have more supplies to begin with, and they would have the upper advantage with, you know, the upper hand and the defense. But after the attackers begin to slowly just hold them in, assuming that this is an MMO, we're assuming there'll be people on all day and night, you know, pushing this attack and defending.
yeah, the world would be
Basically,
world in my brain hole.
yeah. And basically what this would be is, you know, so, God, I'm trying to think this through. So say, like, you know, if you played Fallout 3, you know, the Washington Monument is also surrounded by trenches. So we're assuming that the attackers in this situation have taken over these trenches. Like
Yeah,
a part
also,
of the trenches.
in my brain hole, it's like trenches farther out. But when you get
Yeah.
closer, it becomes, like I said, like German World War II bunkers, where it's like just thick concrete
Yeah,
with giant guns in
exactly.
it.
But basically, say like the attackers have taken those smaller bunkers, they now have the advantage where they now control a small portion. So they can bring in, not bunkers, I mean trenches, excuse me. So they can now bring in supplies, but they've also cut off the defense supply route. So they're slowly, either the defense is going to have to push an attack, or they're basically just going to slowly starve and die of dehydration.
Yeah. Or they could also like have like a smuggler class where they're just really stealthy. And I'm assuming the day and night time won't be real time. Like maybe days would be like 10 minutes and nights would be 5. Am I copying Minecraft?
No, I'm thinking that it would be real time. So, you know, if you wanted to get like say you have like a group or a guild together that's doing this, or even like a server, you set someone who says like, I mean, because this is how there were a few, I remember here in Guild Wars, there were people who all said, all right, we're all going to get on at 5 in the morning like EST, and we're all going to charge this bunker because there won't be many people on. Because that's pretty late, you know, some ways, because it's dinner time, Australia. It's like the perfect time to charge this place because there'll be like no one on defending it other than the bots there. And basically, they took over castles by doing this. Then people found out and they started, you know, defending it that time. But I assume it'll be like, okay, you guys are going to get on at like 3:30 in the morning. You're going to use your stealth boys and you're going to sneak in and sabotage the defensive lines. And then, you know, we're going to have these guys who are going to run up with like a, you know, some like hunting rifles or whatever it is. We're assuming this is still the Fallout universe, correct?
Yeah.
And like, and, you know, like assault rifles and whatnot. And they're going to run up and take more positions and like push it. Which, maybe even C4, because, you know, they can blow through, like, the walls and stuff with the fences.
Yeah, maybe, like, have some scripted stuff where, you know, this wall could be blown up or whatever.
Exactly, yeah.
Maybe have it so you could, like, have stealth guys attack, their, like, they'll have generators or whatever, and if you take it out, it would, like, you know, obviously they'd have a refrigerator and stuff, but it could cause food to go bad and it just to be dark in general.
Yeah. That way, like this, I would like to call these guys like the saboteurs almost, because they're like sneaking in, they're blowing stuff up, sabotaging.
That's what I'd play as, by the way. Anyways, keep going.
Yeah. I don't know. God, we were creating the best game ever. Even if it wasn't set in the Fallout universe, some sort of like post-apocalyptic world.
Yeah, I like the idea of Fallout because we have guns, but we
and
don't
we know how to use
have,
them.
Like, but they're all banged up and stuff.
Yeah,
so,
and
I mean,
you know, we don't have, like, heavy MG and, like, combat-trained soldiers to run up and take over this position.
Yeah, we
and
have guys who are just sort of trying to survive, yeah.
Now, alright, let's say that this is, like, a world v. world in Fallout. Let's say, what would the faction be? So what I was thinking was you'd probably pick a race, and then depending on that race would depend on what you get to play as. Like, I know for a fact they don't let ghouls into the NCR.
Yeah.
So let's say you play a ghoul as your race, you won't be allowed into certain factions.
Or you choose your faction and then your race.
Maybe. Yeah, that sounds good. So say like, thing is though, for certain things, like, so there would be obviously the Brotherhood of Steel, the Enclave, maybe. Depends on where it is.
Yeah.
You know, there would be Legion, NCR, depending on where it is.
Yeah.
Let's say this is in DC.
Well,
let's
actually, I have an idea, because it's a world v. world. Maybe, like,
they're
different
fighting
worlds
over, like, the Mississippi River. Like, they go from, like, D.C., and they meet in, like, the middle, you know?
I see what you're saying. And I'm kind of digging it, but the Mississippi River seems like a terrible place to fight
over. I don't
know.
I guess they
can have it
somewhere.
You know, when the Civil War started, you know what a lot of Union soldiers were saying?
What?
Why the hell are we fighting over the South? Let them keep it. And you know how I feel?
Though,
I'm in the South. Why the hell did we fight over this? Anyways, keep going.
But the point is, though, I got that mostly because in everything I've seen, like, Red Dawn and in, like, Homefront, like, the game Homefront, there's always a battle over the Mississippi River because it cuts basically the country in half almost, you know?
Yeah.
So it's, like, a good, like, strong point. That's how you get supplies and stuff in. It's just I don't know. But say they're, like, fighting over, like, a certain point. Like,
well,
maybe
New maybe York here's an idea. Maybe there is, it's just an East versus West fight. There's different factions and stuff in each side, but basically the worldview world is East versus West. And so if you fight them all the way back to D.C., that'll be, like, the last fortification. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but also you have to think that you don't want to have the entire country as a battlefield. That would be too ridiculous. One, to code. Two, to design. Three, to handle on people's
No,
computers.
I mean, it's like fighting, but it's not the whole world. There's only ever going to be one area fought over at a time.
Yeah.
But it's like but you know, you get closer to one side or the other. You see
so
what I'm
maybe
saying?
There's like different areas that you can go to.
Yeah.
So there's like this exact middle point where you can go, and that's like a map. And then after like one side takes over the entire thing, they can push further back until they're like all the way on their coast almost. I like that. That's cool.
Yeah.
And maybe they would get debuffs kind of looking things, kind of looking, even though they're kind of
war
ability
of attrition.
Like maybe like the like a defending force, say like the
fighting
Enclave
for their homeland, they get
exactly
a morale
say, like,
boost
the
or whatever.
Enclave like pushes all the, like the NCR all the way back right up to the coast, they have more of a like a morale boost for fighting for the home, but also the enclave of a, like a debuff because it's not their homeland. It's completely different terrain. They're used to like the cold, muggy, weird, you know, DC, and now they're in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That could be cool.
And you could have, I don't know, maybe you could also have like just neutral factions.
Yeah, like raiders. Not really new. They're not really neutral, but scavengers kind of looking stuff.
Yeah, and
But I feel
that
like
fit in?
I feel like maybe they're just like the default class. Like scavenger is just like the wasteland wanderer kind of thing, where you're not really aligned to anything. And maybe if you want to later, you can join, gain rep with different factions. Be like kind of like a mercenary almost kind of thing.
Yeah, merc gun
but,
for hire, and
yeah.
like guilds would. Allegedly, I don't know. The problem with that is having guns for hire is everyone's like, I'm gonna be so cool. I'm gonna be a mercenary, and I feel like you just have the servers flooded with mercenaries instead of people dedicating themselves one way or another.
But you have to think. I could either be the shitty mercenary that I am in every Fallout game ever, or I could join this cause that I strongly support because you always have the option in Fallout games to support one cause. And
Three Dog.
Usually don't get to support that cause enough in the Fallout game. Now you get to be a soldier on the front lines fighting for the Enclave for President John Henry Eden. You know,
except for he's blown up.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Or I support the Legion. Hail Caesar. Caesar, whatever they call him.
Always true to Caesar.
Yeah, always true to Caesar. Exactly. Or you know, I'm the NCR. I fight for justice and peace. Two-headed bear. Go Kimball, or whatever his name is.
President Kimball.
Yeah.
I would, I'd be with whatever faction Three Dog was, honestly.
Well, I mean, he would be in the... Three Dog, I mean, I don't know. Then again, it depends on what time period this is as well. I mean, is this before the events of Fallout 3? Is it during it? Like, is this, like, after Fallout New Vegas? Between? I don't know. It depends. I mean, it could be like 100 years after Three Dog's been dead.
Aww.
It could be before Three Dog was born. You don't know. You know what I'd like to see is like the hidden update that comes, and you get to play as the Chinese,
and
you just live in a warehouse, and that's your only ability, the Chinese remnant.
Maybe like if the battle's stagnant for a certain period of time, they'll randomly pick people from someone who's not involved in the fight to be a Chinese party, and they would not, you know, support either cause. They'd just be, like, renegades fighting in
the
battle.
The thing is, though, I would like to think that, say, like, there's an NCR battle going on versus the Enclave, and they're fighting in, like, the mid. I like to think that all of a sudden the Legion, because they're on the west, and they're from the north. I mean, the east, the Enclave, and the NCR. I like to think that all of a sudden the Legion is gonna flank from the north and like just start like fighting one of the two or both, or maybe they have like an agreement or something
or
with
have,
like, the Enclave.
Like just have them be NPCs.
Oh, that would be kind of cool. Like they rate or like rate. I don't know.
They'll just attack whoever's the closest to them.
But I like to think the Legion would be a faction. And they would go, okay, so the Enclave. So you know, like they have like an informant figuring out the battle plans. And then, okay, so the NCR and the Enclave are going to be here at this time. And, you know, that's where they're going to start marching in. So if we move out, you know, like a day's time, we'll get there before them. The battle will start. We can move in and sabotage both lines and then, you know, hold our own in the north kind of thing. Because I'm assuming that this is all done by players. And it's kind of like Eve. So Eve has her own, like, player government where they all go to Iceland once a year and discuss galactic matters or whatnot.
Huh. Nerds.
Which I think is amazing.
Anyways, keep going.
But yeah, it'll be something like that where, you know, there could even be like a peaceful discussion where they all meet in like Canada or something, because no one goes to Canada.
Yeah.
There's gonna be no fighting in Canada. The Eskimos and the moose, are they gonna fight?
They do. They get in drunken brawls, actually. The moose, they drink too much.
No, they get drunk off maple syrup. We're just going to offend everyone with this long discussion about Fallout the MMO.
It'd be great. I'd love it. I'd pay them like $10 for it on sale on Steam.
I'd pay them a lot of money. This is pretty. I like this idea. thing is, though, they could all meet there and they could all sit around. You know, in Skyrim, and beat Skyrim, when you get all the
didn't beat
holes.
Skyrim. Didn't beat Skyrim.
God, basically, there's a part in Skyrim. It's not really a spoiler, but basically, you get all the holes, you get all the Jarls from all the holes to come
and what if I killed
do
them?
like a do it. It doesn't matter. You can't kill the Jarls, and they do like this
What if I
round
got a
table
mod and
discussion.
I killed them?
Okay, they would still be alive because it's a mod. Or you just wouldn't be able to progress in the story. It would be horrible. And basically, they all come and they all do this roundtable discussion kind of thing in High Hoxgard, which is where the Greybeards are. And they all discuss, you know, the matters of we need to stop these dragons, but also, you know, you got the Stormcloaks who are like, fuck the Empire. The Empire is like, fuck the Stormcloaks. And, you know, we're trying to stop
Stormcloaks is a
these.
pretty cool name.
Yeah, I know. I like how that's Alfred's last name. Like, I want the last name of Stormcloak. Who are you? Stormcloak. Evan Stormcloak. That's an amazing name. I wear a cloak as well, like a black cloak.
And it has, like, lightnings drawn on it.
No, because it has the word storm on it. They would say, what's your name? And I would just throw my cloak at them and run.
You know what you could say to a fine Foxy Hoochie Mama?
I start storms with my cloak. I don't know what.
A storm's a-coming.
All over your face.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. A storm is coming, and so am I.
Oh, yes. That is good. I like that. Anyways.
God.
Fallout.
Fallout. Yeah, so they would
first person, you, like, shoot people, and they'd be like, oh, I'm dying. Tell my wife I loved her, and you'd be like, no. You'd shoot
so
their dead body some more.
Write all this stuff. And then he would just get up and go have some hookers. I don't know.
You would, like, defend fortifications. You'd attack. You
like,
would,
yeah,
like...
I like this idea. Even if it's, like, an MMO of anything. I don't know. It doesn't have to be an MMO. I feel like all MMOs go with the World of Warcraft premise. That is just not a good idea. Like,
yeah.
The whole, like, you know, you hit the, like, thing is, though...
Kill X number of X monster.
Not only that, the whole... You know, I click a button, and I do this attack. And then I click another button, and I do this attack. I like how Fallen Earth did it, even though that's a terrible MMO, where it was all real-time. You shot someone, and they got hit. And they can move away, and they could be behind cover. It's not, you know, I hit one, and I, you know, cast Lightning Bolt, and they get hit no matter what. It's, I do this, and we're in a battle. You know, I shoot you, I can dodge you, I can follow a melee weapon and hit you. And I like an MMO like that. They have to pay for because, and it's, also that one's first person, so that's good. That you could, they have to pay for that way. You don't, you get all the guff out, all the scrubs. You get the people willing to pay for it. That way, there's not a million people. I don't know. I feel like it would be a good. People need to get away from this World of Warcraft premise that everyone follows for MMOs. People
yeah.
are just scared of new things, and they know that, so they're just like, we'll go with the one that everyone knows.
And maybe have some. Stuff so, like, I don't know, battles would happen. There'd be a schedule, you know, this is when the battle will start and it'll finish when one side is victorious. And in the meantime, you do Fallout-y things, like, talk
well, I mean,
to people,
I don't think
assassinate
it would be like,
people.
I don't think it would be like both sides have to go at the time. I think it would be your
no,
side.
I think it would start, like, it'd be a world event. It'd be like, at this time, this battle's going to start. But
well,
it
I
won't.
Think it would be a, I think it would be a faction event. Where
yeah.
this at this time you guys are gonna move into it would almost be like a simulator. It would almost be like you know you have to be in the army at this point too because it would
yeah.
be like say you're the NTR and you're in New Vegas and you're doing your thing. Now you have to get back into Camp McCarran at this time and get ready for deployment, or else all of a sudden you defected. You just went AWOL and now everyone else is looking for you because they don't know where you are and you have to go on the run. Because you weren't back in time, because you got pissed in the Gamora.
Yeah, there needs to be a game that you can get drunk in, and then your characters can't do it. Yeah, he'll be drunk until for 6 more hours. Damn it, game.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that would be a good idea. And then you have to get ready for deployment. You get in, like, your train or whatever they use, or you start marching.
Powder gangers, they use trains, mother hubba!
Do they powder gangers use trains?
No, powder gangers, they're the ones making the trains. Remember?
No, what?
Powder gangers. They're using the TNT to blast apart mountains so they can build train tracks.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's how the powder gangers got the powder.
I know. I know they got the powder for some reason. I just forgot what they were using it for. Like, I know they were blowing stuff up. I just didn't know what they were using the rubble for.
Yeah, that's what that was all about.
That's why powder gangers were given TNT by NCR before they went AWOL and started blowing stuff up.
No,
you go AWOL,
that.
Then you have to go join the powder gangers. You're like, oh, damn it. Can
but
I join the powder gangers?
You go join the Legion, because now the NCR is looking for you. You have no option. You stay in New Vegas, and you're fucked. You stay in the Mojave, I mean, and you're screwed. You go east across the water, right over there, the Legion camp. Hola, senor. Welcome to Cottonwood Cove. I have an NCR uniform. I'll burn it. Welcome to the Legion. Except they would probably just crucify you.
Yeah, they're like, okay.
Yeah, come with us. I want you to climb up here, get in this position. Oh, God, my hand. Oh, God, my other hand. Oh, God, my feet.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the Lone Wanderer comes in. This man is close to death. If you were to remove him from his position, he would die. Well, damn it.
Then I just shoot him. I just shoot people that are like that.
I just remove them with bullets.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, hello, everyone. Duke was just disconnected from the Skype call. Not Skype call, the Google Hangout. Please wait with some brown ground music, background music. Do 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 do. Alright, well, this has been Rebel Weapon. We went on a long tangent about Fallout 3. And, I'm the Duke of New York. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. This was Mailroom number 6. I'm Rebel Weapon, like I said. And, we will see you in a little bit. Bye.